discussing yesterday, in the, towards the end of Simon Kuf Pei Dalad, the issue of Mubaris, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, and obviously there are physical changes in terms of her period. And the Gemara seems to assume, in terms of defining a Mubaris, the Mishnah and Gemara assume that a Mubaris, her new status, so to speak, doesn't take over until after 3 months, until after she begins showing, and that's when she's a Mubaris, la halacha, meaning the first 3 months she has to continue whatever the normal Vesis, assume she had a Vesis Kavu and so on, so she continues doing whatever she was doing before. The question is, Lamaisa, today, either because of changes in whatever, women stop getting their periods right away when they become pregnant. They don't get it all. So the question is, what should the status of the first 3 months be today? In Tav Shanayim Tes, when we know that the situation is different. So it's already been different for a while. So if you look in, I think we're up to number 38, right? So B'Kiva Eger has a tshuva in Madur Kama Simen Kuf Chof Ches. So he says, L'Anias Daiti Ha Hasiluk Domim Hurak Mishahukar Uber. Okay, and he says the halacha, the status of Mesulekes Damim, that she's not considered to be having her period anymore, okay, with the ramifications that, again, we have a few different opinions, but generally speaking, ramification doesn't have to be choshesh, she doesn't have to be bedika, and there's no more, prisha, some of the vesta, and so on, all the ramifications we spoke about yesterday. So he writes, Hurak Mishahukar Ubra. He believes that it's only, once the pregnancy is noticeable, again, at the three-month point. And he writes, V'afda einenu ro'os, even though we see, v'nashi didan, with our women, the miyad kishinis abru musulekas dam, right away when they come pregnant, with Kivega ready, right, in the 1800s, it's already a while that that's been the situation. V'nishtanu hatvoim, right, that the nature has changed. V'komosha kosatoz gabi inunisu divarda, that's a Hilchos Treifus question. Some type of a lobe on a lung or something, so that's what he's referring to. It's not our problem now. But Achazina b'Shulchan Aruch, okay, in a few places, that Muberis is Shukarubra. He said, bottom line is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Mishnah, like the Gemara, the definition of Muberis is Hukarubra. So, and therefore he writes, Shalom Nizka Remes Parchorim Shalom Didan, off below Hukarubra came. We have no literature, no evidence in the poskim that the halakha has changed. So therefore, the kiveger is machre. He says, we have to treat the first 3 months as, whenever the, again, assuming she had a vesis kavua, like we said yesterday. Okay, I mean, at the point of no vesis shena kavua, it's not an issue anyways, we'll see. But lemaisa, the kiveger is machre, and if she had a vesis kavua, she has to continue to observe that day, and whatever all the other dinim are, that we're not making the first 3 months. That's the kiveger. Okay? Good? Rav Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas that are relevant to this subject, or two that I came across, anyway. In 39, that's Igros Moshe Rodeichel Gimel, Simon Nun Bey, as it was written in Tovshin Mem. Okay, Tovshin Mem. So, Hinei Idvar Isha Shekvar Borur Shimu Beres, Al Yidei Har Goshosa Be'atzma, Be'ofen Barur. O Al Yidei Bedikos Hayduz L'Rofim. He said the woman knows she's pregnant, it's clear to her she's pregnant, either because she can feel it herself, right, the woman can often feel that she's pregnant, even if it's not showing. Nobody else knows, but she can tell. Okay, it's been less than 3 months, or through exams at the doctors. Some of the doctors did a pregnancy exam, or some type of sonogram, right? So whatever the doctors know. Aval adayin lo avru gimel chadashim shelo hukaruba, but not 3 months yet. So he says, "Vada the Medina the Gemara Dafka Achas Shavu Gimel Chadash Mechesm Lazach Damis Confirms Mar Nida Daf Zayim Kuvlo Yaseh Masnisan Lini Dain Shaitem Shehu Mishia Yivada Ubra Confirms Mar Brayt Daf Ches Sumpa Zama Shum Remeir Gimel Chadashim." Okay, and so on. And Cain Gam Isuk B'Shulchan Aruch Avol Hu. But Rav Moshe writes, even though it's clear from the Mishnah, clear from the Gemara, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that the cutoff is 3 months. Aval Hu Me'Advarim Shenishtano Hatvoim. Ramosha is writing, it's been a couple hundred years, a couple of centuries, that nishtanu hatvarim, that nature has changed. Shetechev mishnis abra pasku damel. Right, as soon as she's pregnant, her menstrual blood stops. V'yidiyas rov anashin kivar kulon. Shechoshos yarche ibur mishas hafsokros v'yizadam. The women today generally calculate, and the doctors, how do they calculate? When she'll have the baby, how do they calculate it? It's based on when her last period was. The pregnancy, the so-called due date, right, is often calculated based upon, you know, her previous, when she got her period and so on. So everything is calculated from the time she stops, you know, Bisman versus Be'erech, Bisman versus Be'erech, and so on. And we were so mechanist for other things for a couple hundred years and so on. So the Ramosha, therefore, seems to disagree with this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, no, today we see it differently. Today we see it differently. It's Nishtano HaTvoim. And therefore, we know that she's, he seems to disagree. We'll see in the other two, he feels with Shechoshesh, but here, he seems to say there's nothing to talk about. It's Nishtano HaTvoim. And we rely on that for other things, therefore we rely on it for this kula also. So whatever kulas come in after 3 months, according to the Mishnah Gemara, will now come in as soon as she knows that she's pregnant. We have evidence that she's pregnant. You know, he speaks about the bedikas hayadus larofim, okay, the doctor's examinations. But frankly, you know, today's pregnancy tests, after Moshe, right, today's pregnancy tests, I think, are really very, very accurate. You know, we can do it at home. You know, he speaks about Bedikos HaRofim. Bedikos HaYaduos HaRofim. I don't think that he would insist today. Again, this is written in Tavshin Mem. Right? Shvat Tavshin Mem. So it's almost 30 years, almost 40 years ago. Right? Tavshin Mem. Shvat Tavshin Mem was the beginning of 1980. So maybe, you know, whatever. So 40 years ago. So close to 40 years ago. So today they perfected the home pregnancy tests and so on that people can buy in drugstore and do it. So I think Moshe would say the same thing here today. However, as he points out, in the second part of the tshuva there, with Menika, it's the exact opposite. Okay, Yenei Benika hu lehifuch. Shemudina de gemar ad chofta al chodesh ein loch hushu izdam. The loch yub yosi, Reb Shimon, nidav tes, shevorom yisparken, vein daf shechodesh ad chofta alad. Av kushena Menika, right? We said that the Gemara says, we'll have to go back into it shortly, but the Gemara says, well, Ruth's nursing, so she doesn't have dam for 24 months, or 2 years. She has dam for 2 years. Even if she's not nursing, right? Remember the Gemara asked, what if the baby dies? What if she gives it to wet nurses? No, we assume 24 months, and that's it. So the assumption is, even if she's not actually physically nursing, it's 24 months. And that's how he passes Shulchan Aruch also. And then he writes, but if not Enu, he says nowadays, Kishaina Manika come out calling us from Rose Dom. Today, women who don't nurse, right away see Dom. Right away. Right? It's not 24 months if you're not nursing. And Velachain, Ad Shalotir Palm Rishon and Echoshes. I'm sorry. Yeah. Velachain, therefore, Ad Shalotir Palm Rishon and Echoshes is called. Before she actually begins to see Dom, then she has to be Choshes because then she's still Bechazkas, Mislekas Domin. And so once she sees the first time, then she has to be choshesh at that point for the owner benedis for 30 days and so on. Okay? And therefore it comes out the opposite. In other words, Moshe says it comes out the opposite by Menekes. There the Gemara gives you a longer period of time, and that's also Nishtan HaTvoim. And the truth is that he doesn't say this here, we'll see in the other Tshuva, I think, but even a woman who is nursing, even if they are nursing, they see Dom today, not right away necessarily, but it's very unlikely. It's 24 months that she's not bleeding. So that's Nishtan HaTvoim. That's how Moshe seems to say in that tshuva. That was Yerodeach and Gimel Siman Nun Beis, written in Tavshin Mem. The next tshuva 40 is Yerodeach and Dalet Siman Yud Zayin. That is written in Tavshin Mem Aleph. So it was a little later, okay, maybe a year and a half later, okay. This tshuva, it's interesting. Tshuva zu nichtav ravagon b'shimon eider shlita. I don't know, do people still use the sefer nida? Not so much. Okay, b'shimon eider was, you're familiar with the sefer halachos of nida. I don't know if it's used as much anymore because
the old English one.
That was the original English one. The original English with the Hebrew on the bottom. That was b'shimon eider. B'shimon eider actually is not alive anymore. He actually, I don't know personally, he's much older than me, but he learned here in the. He learned in YU, actually, originally. He learned in the Rav Shir, I think, in Rav Reichman's time, and that Tkufa. So older than I am. But then he ended up in Lakewood, and that's where he was for the rest of his career. He taught in Shirim in Lakewood, and he was a posek. Anyway, so he wrote a Halachos of Shabbos. You've probably seen, right, the Halachos of Shabbos. And an Erevin, again, in that genre, that style, which become so popular now, he might have been really the first. You know, you have these svarim. I think the first of the genre that has a few lines on the top, a halacha on the bottom, all the marmakomos in Hebrew. I think it was the Shemir Shabbos of the Chosa. It was going through several, you know, Mahaduras, but Neubert, there was a Talmud Rosh Hashanah on Arbach from the Yeshiva called Torah. And, you know, the Shulchan Shabbos class, I think, was the first of that genre. That now there's, you know, there's this Kilchosa and that Kilchosa, you know, the lot of Sfarim like that that has, you know, a few lines of Halacha on the top and all the Maamar Kamei at the bottom, which is a nice Sfarim, you know, if you look prepare Shurim, sometimes overwhelming. But I remember that, so that the first Hebrew was I think, Rav Neuwirth was the, it started really a whole style of you know, the Tulin Kilchos and Tulas Kalim Kilchos, and you name it, you know. Then I think in terms of English, I think about it, it might have been the first one. When I was a student at MTA, in the 10th grade, I think we learned Hilchos Shabbos, I think, in the 10th grade, for Dinim. And I think that we bought that sefer, the Hilchos Shabbos sefer, because it has English on the top and then the footnotes and Hebrew on the bottom. And that's, I think more people probably use Rabbi Forrest sefer today, right? The, the styles have improved and the graphics have improved. It's different, but there's a whole style now, you know, of these Swam also in English now, also that has the Hebrew and has the Halachas English, a lot of things. I remember someone a few years ago doing a Purim thing, so he said, you know, someone's going to come out with a sefer called Hakaz Haman Kilchosa, you know. So he quoted Volume 3, page 216, footnote 94. You know, okay, well, whatever they want to know about banging for Haman. But in all seriousness, these are useful Swam. Sometimes they, I think, maybe have too much detail or too much stuff. But anyway, this being the case, the Rav Shimon Eider considered himself a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So a lot of Shilas in the Shabbos also, he asked Rav Moshe, I think in the Nida when they printed it back, Chubas from Rav Moshe, you know, that he had sent them on the subject, and later they were printed in some of the later volumes of the Igros Moshe. So that's what it says here. Chuvazu nichtvar avagon of Shimon Eider shlita shabishah shekosta v'sivar ba'anglis alhichos nida shal asmarin zatzal kamashel zezeh sheishomor. So, you know, they sent him these questions. So Aleph, our issue is silu damav is manenu v'muberes kodem shukar ubra. Right? So with Var Muberes, she adua bizmanenu teichav mekevin shmiz abras poskos was dam. And yet the Gemara says you have to, the Gemara says you wait for 3 months. The Av Shiadua Sha'at, the second line there, the Av Shiadua Sha'at on Ishtana Hatvoim, the Techev Kishuz Abra's postcards was done. Isa Vichuz Rikiva Eger, he quotes this Chuz Rikiva Eger, see what we saw, some Kukukas, because of Lirchos, Masha Pikwa Rav, the field, whatever, that Rav there. Okay, he tells you the case, it's an unusual case. I mean, I'm not going to go into it now. What was Rav Akiva Eger talking about? He wasn't asked. The Chuvin of Rav Akiva Eger, I only quoted the lines that were, you know, relevant to us. It was an interesting situation. It was the person whose wife became pregnant, and he assumed that it was not from him because of when she went to the mikveh and so on, and therefore you have to assume that. That was the question. You know, it was she went to the mikveh. It happened to be Tanis Esther. That's not relevant. But she went to the mikveh, and he hadn't been with her in a couple of months, and she became pregnant, you know, whatever. So the question revolved around this issue of Siluv Damim, you know, because after all, if she shouldn't be able to become pregnant, whatever. And in that context, he gave the answer that in terms of halacha, Siluv Damim is only Mishukar Uba halacha, even though we see that it's not like that. Okay. And then he adds, I could have printed this tshuva too, I didn't, but v'chein ra, you know what kaf tof reish hei stands for, when Rav Moshe writes that, kvod toroso harama. That's Rav Moshe, kvod, the, you know, his honor, the Torah, the high rama, you know, rama gvoha, right? Rav Moshe often refers to whoever sent him the shaila as kvod toroso harama, you know, his honor, you know, to tell him respect. Anyway, he says, v'chein ra, kvod toroso harama, ba'abne nezer. We only rely on the Shtanu Atom. The Shulchan Aruch says there's a case of of a baby being born early. The Shulchan Aruch has that, but other than that, we don't rely on it. And that's what Rav Akiva says, and that's what this Shoel, who sent the Shaila to Shunider, who sent the Shaila to Rav Moshe, saw that in Avnei Nezer as well. Now he writes the next paragraph: Nimtzah shebe'etzem ein tam lahachmir lachos shel shem ha'ra'as v'meres v'mazmenu. Gam Kodem HaKar Zavur. Really, logically, there's no reason you should have to be Machmir. That's like Moshe said in the other Tshuva. There's no reason why you should have to be Machmir, you know, even before HaKar Zavur. Kileka, you know, Shumrai Lazer. Ba'ada ba'ena ra'a she'en l'achmir l'rosa. Okay, Avol. Here he writes, we call Mokom l'maisa. Kevin should be kiva eger mistapik b'zeh. V'avdenezer kosu b'shitu she'osu ein l'hokil. So, he says over here in deference, a little different than the angle in the other tshuva, but here he says in deference to the fact that Bikiva Eger is Machmir and the Avinezer is Machmir, so he says maybe we shouldn't be Mekel on it. Okay? However, then he has a whole case of a person who wasn't Pirish Meishto right away when she's pregnant, so they need to do tshuva. That was, he quotes it from the Darkei Tshuva. Achmash Rizim Dark, save the Darkei Tshuva has nothing to do with the topic of Tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva is a commentary in Yoredeya from the Munkacher Rebbe, the grandfather, the Michas Elozer, wrote the Darkei Tshuva, and he collects everything. It's like, you know, just collects everything on Yoredeya. So in the Darkei Tshuva, he has a case where someone asked him, Shaila, Shehitzrich Tshuva, that's a young man, Shalo Pirish Mishto Techer Kishabo Lorosa. He did not separate from his wife, and then he saw the Shulchan Aruch, and Dafku Karuba, what's the story? He needed to do tshuva. So that far, he says he wants to go, that the person has to have tikkunim, and he needs kapara. That far, he wants to go. That's what Moshe writes. That's that paragraph, so it's not interesting. You can look at it, but in other words, he says to say, you know, Ramosha is saying, you should be machmer. Listen, Kiv Eger says it, Amdeneza says it, should be machmer. Somebody wasn't, so it's not the end of the world, because Lamaisa, you know, we know what the situation is today. Okay? And then Ramosha tells the Rav Shimon Eider, look at the bottom. Do you got to read this? Here's what I want you to write in your sefer. Ramosha tells Rabbi Eider what he wants him to write and how he wants him to present this. He says, it's interesting. Muberes. Okay, even before the Hakaras Uber should do Badika when her vessels come. Should do a Badika. And he puts it in parenthesis, interesting also. Moran Zatzahosif Alpe, Shatam Shatzarach Lichtov, Kach Besefer Kitsue Hilchus Nibanglis, who shall Sefer Nichtov Gamavur Balechuva, Shainam Regilim Adarka Gamar Bapsak. He said, you have to be careful how he writes it in English. I'm sure it's Tom and interesting. Aura. Be careful because, you know, things written in English written for Balechuva, people, or not only about tshuva, people are less knowledgeable in the derech of Gemara and Psak, okay? And so, you know, they're going to get confused. You tell them one thing, then they'll study, they'll see something the Shulchan Aruch says the other way. It'll mix them up. They don't know how Psak works. V'inyan shini hatvoyim hagorim l'shina halacha yei muzar u'bilti muvan avaram. The idea of that human nature changed, we don't think that way. Most people on the street don't think, oh, well, you know, 100 years ago or 300 years ago, this was the nature of human beings' physical body, and now it's changed. People don't understand that, and how that's going to change halacha, that mixes people up. Okay? Imzos posik warren tomit bebirur, kamosh beril she'en muberes, tzvi chalachos shosh levesses. Okay? In our regga, she's bar ibura de b'dika refuiz. Okay, he says, and this is in parentheses, but he says, lemaisa, the Ramosha Feinstein paskin to people, okay, that ein muberes, tzvi chalachos shosh levesses. You don't have to. Okay, from the Naregas Nisbar Ibura Ide Bedika Refuiz, from the moment that she, you know, that there's been a medical clarification, not pregnant. And I would say today's, you know, as I said before, today's pregnancy test should be just as good. You know, at home, we don't need a doctor. Okay, anyway, I know because El Chelek Arsi quotes other tshuvas about it. Okay? Anyway, Racharkachim Lo Rosa, now if she checked, getting back to what he told him to write. You know, in your English book, you should print that you should do it. She should do a bedika. Then, if she did a bedika and didn't find, okay. In Laura, so tivdok b'chol yom pamachas or korma tashmish. Should check every day and of the verses and before tashmish. If shocha is a pamelivdok muteris, but if she didn't, she's mutter. She actually did see, then you have to, maybe she's different. Maybe she's not in the category of the Shana Torah. She actually did have Dam. So then you have to wait for the whole 3 months. That's how he says. Okay, so Ramosha kind of is clear that he believes Nishtanu HaTorah, it seems to me, that it's clear that he believes Nishtanu HaTorah. He says, in deference to the Rebbe Kivager and to the Adonizer, we should perhaps be Machmer. And he said that he put that in English, it's hard to understand. But to Lamaisa, you know, if the person didn't do it, if you didn't check, it's a Muteris. Okay, that's in terms of Beres. Questions? Good. Now the second part. Okay, Bidvar Menekes Bismanazel. What about Menekes? Okay. So Gavar Menekes Gamke Nishtana HaTwaim. Like we said before, this is Rose Bays there. Okay. Menekes also Nishtana HaTwaim. Be'elu She'ena Menikos Kimat Shekulon Rose. He says that women who do not nurse almost always have the regular periods almost right away. Ve'av Menikos Hika Harbish Rose Dam. And as I said before, even when they are nursing, they see Dam. Ve'eshlan Vesses, and they have their regular Vesses. Ulakula Vada in Lomar Shubadin Doris Vishon, Shmenika, Lo Kaba Vessel, Hoshal Vessel Vishon, Lorak Menika, El Kolchov, Talachodish, Gavshin Menika, Shimshalacha, Kabyosi, and so on. You know, the Gemara says that the Evaram is Parker, and Nafsha Choser, and Chov Talachodish. We saw that, right? That is your body, you know, sort of reconstitutes itself until 24 months. Ubor, Shatsvichos, Lachos, Shukvias Vessels. Aval Kaponim Nir, Shakoza, Shalora, Sadan, Mekusa, and Lachos. You are much right. Look. He's asking, he's machra in this direction. He says, we have to assume that today, in less than 24 months, the woman's body comes back together and functions normally and so on. Okay, so we can't be mekel. Okay, and certainly she should be choshesh for kriyas vesses. However, if she taka didn't, and your woman taka didn't, see, then you don't have to worry. Ava kasharos, afil pam achas, yesho lochosh, velivdok, bizman avesim, hala kavua, biyom shoshim, and so on. Okay, and he says that he heard from certain doctors, last paragraph, that I heard from certain doctors that the nursing causes the blood to come and goes. I don't know if that's true. Okay, you know, it depends. Maybe it may cause a staining, but it's a different story. So anyway, we have a machlokas haposkim, really. Lemaisa, if we think about it for just 1 second, this machlokas from Kivager and Moshe Feinstein is not really so relevant. Why? Because the whole, again, let's go back, and that's what's really a postscript to all of this discussion. Lemaisa, you kept pointing out yesterday, we're talking about one as a Vesis Kavua, right? This whole discussion is a Vesis Kavua, and now we have to continue to be Choshesh for it in the first 3 months, even past the first 3 months, right? That is the whole discussion. But if you think about it, from Lemaisa, it's not so much Nogea today, because Lemaisa, most women today do not have a Vesis Kavua to start with. Right? It's a Vesis She'ena Kavua. And a Vesis She'ena Kavua, we said, is undone even after one time, right? So halacha lemaisa, if you think about it for a second, it's not a big nafkamina. Many cases of nafkamina to be egged and Moshe Feinstein, because most women we only have a vesh and a kavua, okay? And that vesh and a kavua disappears after one time if she didn't see. And most women today, when do they discover they're pregnant? As a general rule, when does a woman discover she's pregnant? She misses a period. Right, that she misses a period. She has other suspicions, but she misses a period. Right, she misses, you know, she's late and realizes she misses a period. So she's late by a few days, or she hasn't gotten a period, so she'll do a home pregnancy test. That's the metzias today, most of the time. No, so therefore, lemaisa, she missed her period already. So it's off anyway because it was Vesel Shana Kavua. She was expecting on a day, you know, the owner abandoned her, day 30, whatever the day was, and that day passed. That's precisely why she thought maybe she's pregnant. So she took her pregnancy test, finds out she's not pregnant. It's less than 3 months, but it doesn't matter. You follow that? There's not.
She has to keep that first owner, right?
But if she passed it already. Because she was pregnant. Yeah, that she can keep. But now she passed it, so it's undone. You know what I'm saying? By the time she found that she's pregnant, she already missed. That period, you know, she's pregnant, she's a regular, so she's waiting. And now she's late, today, tomorrow.
There's
no.
Always a bika for that.
What? Yeah, for that time, yeah, because at that time she didn't know anything. Yeah. That's for sure. But I'm saying the point is that most of the time, this whole question is, what's the whole question? The whole question, we'll find out she's pregnant, okay? And now does she have to continue to be choshesh after she finds out she's pregnant? She has to be continued to be choshesh for the vessels kavu that she had at that point, another couple of months, because it's only been 1 month, it's off, right? Yeah, so that's the machokas. What's the status of the first 3 months? So that's what Kiveka says. We don't have any tzad to be making. I don't know if Feinstein thinks Nishtana HaTorah, even though he defers, you know, l'chatchila. But You know what I'm saying? Lamaisa, it doesn't come out such a big, such a major nafkamina. Yeah, it could come out a case where we have a woman who found that she was pregnant before that that arrived. She happened to be doing I don't know, why would she do it? I don't know, but it could be. She did a pregnancy test before, you know, before her period, her expected period arrived. So then, that first time, then as a that's when a machos would happen. She knows she's pregnant. Let's say she happened to go to the doctor for some reason or other, and the doctor detects
it. Tests could detect it up to like 5 days before.
Yes, I'm saying it can be. But usually they're not, I'm saying metzias. I'm not talking about the metzias. A woman usually finds out she's pregnant because she missed a period. Right, that she's late. Right, she's expecting a period. Next now, she says her husband, "I'm in there. It's already a week." So sometimes okay. Sometimes it comes after the week, but the pregnancy has to come out negative. But usually, as far as I know, anyway, usually a woman finds out. I know my own wife. Whatever she found when she missed a period and it was late, and so on. She did it. She did it again. Today's pregnancy tests are better than my babies. My wife had babies, but. Or she went to the doctor, whatever she did, you find out after you missed that first period. So lamaisa, it's a veshchen kavua, so it's already been undone. Veshchen will be choshesh one time. She was choshesh at one time, good, and now it's over. So the whole machokas Moshe and Rabbi Kivega doesn't get off the ground because it's undone anyways. You follow? The whole machokas is only if there's an expected vessel still in place because it was a vessel's kavua. Now she knows she's pregnant. So now there's a question of within the first 3 months, since today we know she's pregnant, does that matter to us? Kivyeg says it doesn't matter to us what we know. Rabbi Avinazer says it doesn't matter what we know. And Ramosha says it does matter what we know. And others say it does matter what we know. So I'm just saying it comes out that there's not really a major, you know, a major halachic distinction. Halachic distinction will be, like you said, you can find a pregnant almost right away. Right? But women don't usually check that out. That could be, I guess it could be you have a woman who's having difficulty or they're trying the timing and so on and so forth, so she checks more regularly. Yeah, it could. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. It can happen. Or a woman went to the doctor and, you know, the doctor happened to detect that she was pregnant and they wasn't examining for that, but she was, whatever. It could happen that she finds that she's pregnant before that Vesh Shana Kavua day arrives. So then we have the Nogeira Machokas. Okay, but I think you know, in most circumstances, okay, nowadays, she missed her period already anyway. But as you said, she had to coach that time, yeah. Okay, so I'm just pointing out that it doesn't come out such a big distinction in terms of Muberes. All right? Make sense? Yeah, good. Okay. Again, I'm not eliminating the Machlokas altogether. It's extremely limited, I think, in terms of practical conduct today. Extremely limited that this question will come up, you know, and this whole thing will come up. Now, in terms of Menika, so let's look a little bit. Look in 41, the Gemara Nida. I could have printed this before, I guess, but I printed it here. Maybe I should have printed it earlier. But the Testament Aleph, right? The Gemara Menika Chetimo Tanar Bonin, okay? Tanar Bonin. Menika Shemes Bino B'toch Esim Avrachodesh Harei Kechol Anoshim U'metam Eis Leis U'Bekila Bekida. Okay, this is all Divra Meir. The Gemara says that a woman whose child, God forbid, died within 24 months. So she's not nursing anymore. So then, Hareke Cholanoshim, her mayor holds she's like everybody else, meaning, Mitame Isleis, it's not Dayashait anymore, she has to be Choshim for 24 hours, or Mipikita Lepikita. Remember the last time she did it, goes back either 24 hours or to the last time she did a Bedika. It was less than 24 hours. Leficha, Im Haisa Menikto Boleches Arba Ochame Shanim, if she continues to nurse for 4 or 5 years, which I think is generally not done today, but some women do nurse a long time. There are some who do. Nothing wrong with it. Daya Shaita, then remains Daya Shaita, the Remeir. So Remeir says, basically, it goes strictly by, is she nursing or is she not nursing? Okay, not, that's all you look at. Is she physically nursing a child or not? Okay? Every once in a while you see in the news or whatever, someone who is nursing her baby much later, and people are, what's the term used today? Mom shaming. No, they're mom shaming her. You know, they continue to nurse your baby. Oh, some people like to do it. Okay. I remember my wife had a friend who also nursed for quite a number of years. And she was kibbutzing. She was a friend of hers. She was kibbutzing that the kids, you know, be able to say a bracha before nursing. She's old enough to begin to talk, you know. And the teacher would say a bracha before nursing. So, an interesting question. But be that as it may, the Gemara told her 4 or 5 years. So he said that they were a mayor. And that's her mayor. So then he goes strictly by what's. You know, with the actual nursing. Dayan Shaitim Kol Esim Arba Chodesh. No, it's 24 months. Aficha Imay Semenikto Arba Chamei Shanim Netame Eisayis Bekila Bekila. After 24 months, I'm glad you're still nursing. Kol HaKavod, whatever you like, but it doesn't change the halacha, and she's going to be not going to be Dayan Shait anymore. Kishatim Salam Adiv Reb Meir Dam Neka Venesachol Nasecholov. Okay. So what's the svara behind, or what's the logic behind? So I mentioned this yesterday, Dam Nekar, I mentioned it privately, Dam Nekar Venes Nasecholov, that the blood becomes milk. I don't mean literally that the blood turns into milk. I don't think the Gemara means that. It means that, you know, whatever processes go on in the body that normally produce the blood, when she's nursing, produces milk. So Mela says with Meir, if she's producing milk, if she's still producing milk, then that means that she's not going to see dam. Right, that's what he holds. Dam nekar v'nasa cholav. Okay, if she's able to produce milk to lactate, so then what do you call it? Then she's not going to see dam. That's what he holds. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, evareh mispark v'nafsho chazeres areser arba chodesh. Giving birth causes sort of like a breakdown and then subsequent recomposition. Of her, you know, insides, and that is one of 24-month process, and therefore it's not a function of actually the act of nursing, but this bodily situation. Therefore, it's 24 months, and with a kulan chum on each side, the mayor allows you to continue in the status of menekes until 24 months. I mean, beyond 24 months, as long as she's still nursing. On the other hand, if you stop nursing less than 24 months, it's over. And the other sheet is, the other Amar Tanaim say, no, it's still 24 months, whether she's nursing or not, but that's the exact cutoff. Let's see Rashi. Right? Rabbi Meir holds, Ein ha-dover toloi ela ba-hanokas ha-tinok. V'shadam neka v'nasecholo v'cheven shemei shechozu ha-dam l'kanuso. She's not lactating anymore, she's not nursing, the baby died. Then she comes back and has dam. L'ficha, keven dibinika taya milsa. It's the actual act of yanika, the act of nursing. That's what it depends on. So therefore, if she continued four or five months, then fine. And dayashai tafu shemesh she'ena time tol. I'm sorry, that's the main. And the others, Biosi, Yehuda, Biosi, Shimon, say no. Dayan shaitan just 24 months. Afal pi shemesh she'ena time tol binika savlad. And we talk tsar leda because of the upheaval. Of Leda, the bodily upheaval generated by the birth process. Okay, Abraham is parking, the dom is talib, and a chosen choftal chosh hilchaloshlamais, loshlochai, and a fricha came to love between the time of the harsh and so on. After 24 months, she gets back even if she's still nursing. Okay, so how do we assume? So look back in 25 in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in our Simon Kuf Pedal Tziv Zion, he says, so Shulchan Aruch defines what? Menika 24 months since the Vlad is born. By the way, there are kulas for that in other halachic areas. For example, fasting. You know, not in Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, but the other fast days, you know, pregnant women maybe they have kulas if she's not able to fast and so on. We have other, again, in Kippur obviously different, even Tishma is different, but Menekes, some say you have a kula up to 24 months, even if she's not physically nursing. There are poskim who allow a woman to have kulas by a woman fasting on the other Tanios, not Tishma, not in Kippur, up to 24 months. So, on this basis. Okay. So, that's in terms of that. Now, what's the common denominator, so to speak, between... the common denominator between Muberes, Menekes, and so on is that she's Musulekes Damim. Right? She's not going to bleed. We know that with Vados, and she's not bleeding. So this is the last couple to look at, just to finish up. What happens if there is other things that can be done to prevent the period from arriving? Right? Today, there are all kinds of there are pills and so on and so forth, which women can take, and there's birth control pills regulate the period altogether, right? That regulates. So what does that do? Does that change your vessels? Okay, if we know she's going to bleed only this number of days. A lot of the girls before the wedding, will take pills to regulate the period, so she won't be a need the night of the wedding, which is a good thing, you know. I mean, so so The question becomes, does halacha, does the fact that we know, it's like a mubar, it's like a menekas, we know she's not going to experience dam. So does she, you know, does that change things? Okay? We know, again, not through pregnancy and not through nursing, but through other means. So actually, but today, on top of that, today there are things which a woman can do, she won't get a period for several months. I told you, I don't know if, I think, you know, I think a lot of the young ladies do that, know that they don't get the period. Whether that's, you know, I have to share my wife is a medical person, and she's nervous about tampering with, you know, with what should be, if she feels that the medical, not she, others also feel that the discharging of the dam through a normal period is what the body's supposed to do. It's a good thing for the body health-wise, and not doing it for a few months, she's wondering, like, what's the long term? These are relatively new techniques, relatively new processes. You know, what's the long term? Well, in my sense, it's accepted. I think most doctors feel it's okay. But anyway, as far back as the early Achronim, the Radvaz has a tshuva about this, not about pills, okay, birth control pills, you know about that. This is in Chelek Ches, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. This is a, the Radvaz has, you know, thousands of tshuvas. This is a later volume that's of Xaviana that came out. So anyway, the Shela was, she they drink some kind of a drink, a potion of some sort. Okay. Oshardram la akev vestan. Take some to stop the period, right? Asoro esum yom. Im osro la balalova la afopishi Torah da habi kisomach la vesta olo. That's this question, basically. Again, in the time of the Radvaz, so several centuries ago, so they didn't have the kinds of things we have, but they did have some sort of, I guess, some sort of potions. It made some kind of a, I mean, the Gemara talks about kosher ikrin, right? I mean, the Gemara talks about a type of contraception potion that they had, you know, that would somehow, so they knew there was some sort of some kind of a mashke. So he writes, Kvar yadata the ikar pluta ben ravasim choshesh da ime meshech haveses olo. So this is a nice review. He said, first of all, in general, you have to be choshesh for the vessels for several days. You have to be choshesh those several days. Remember, we had three shitas the other day. Right? He reviews them. He says, "Sharayved v'ramban svirle tal svirle shechoshesh shekol yom v'yom vessel with the atzmahu." You have to be choshesh every day. Now we show the difference in the Ravid Ramban. You know, the what he says kol yom vessel with the atzmahu. It's not exactly what. The way we learned the Ravid, right? We learned the Ravid that's one long vessel. The Ramban had each his own vessel, and we had a little nafkamina, remember? Okay, the other day. But, he lumps them together. Ravid Ramban, Zalsil, Shoshesh, Chayom, Vayom, Vesmin, Asmo, Afilu Nekar, Yom Rishon, Choshesh, Sharyam, Achi, Akukulam. We saw this. Vaharaz Halevi, the Rabzach Halevi, the Balamor, Vaharosh, Zal Sud Elo de Ainan, Shaina Tsuchalifosh, Elo Onorishona Shalavessa. It's just the first day. The rest are all functions of that. The Cayman Shavar Onorishona, Velo Ross, some Mutaris. If the first one went by, then everything else is off as well. Bechain Nirli Shudas Arambam, Zal Shalo Chilek, Mash Bechol Gavna, Imor Vessel, some Mutaris. Hil, okay, that's the background. That's a little review we had the other day. But Hilchach Menida Didan, Im Ovar Kol Zmana Vessas, okay, Lakula Amu Mutaris. But in our case, well, the whole time of the Vessus goes by, okay? So that now she should be mutter. Even according to Rabbanu, you have to be, but here, she took this pill, so the whole period, the whole unit, the whole hemshech goes by. And v'imisto zeh hamashke tlose zimni u'me'akev es vesta, if she tried this potion and it worked, okay, it worked three times, sabi chazoka v'avi ki'ilu nekar vesta. Okay, it's like the vessel was uprooted. The nikba al shtias hamashke. Okay, and it became kavua based on this potion that she drank. Uvapshita shumuta lo ve'ala. Okay, a suffik by pama harishonim. Shadayim luhuchzak in v'sogzman meshel vessel. Another question: he holds you need a chazaka. Okay, you need a chazaka. But once you have a chazaka, then the whole thing is off. The only question is before you have the chazaka. Okay, she did it once and it worked. Now, what about the following month, right? So he writes, right, again, he says, then it's for sure. And he writes, "Umistabrili the mutal of Alel." He says that we make it even before the Chazaka. Why? Chada the Iker is Rosh Hashanah. Vestalo havi mina Torah with Rabbanon. The whole is to Samach Levestas anyway to Rabbanon to begin with. And we offer God the Alfinu Lo Mikol the Vizart and Saints from tomorrow. Some Asmachta Balmei. Right? We discussed that at length. It's an Asmachta. He holds an Asmachta. That's the role. V'chein is given fortune. We say Tamlo also El Habia Avol Sharkrei was Mutar. Remember, there was a further machlokas of ramification. Machlokas is only Tashmish also, or the other intimate contact also Sharkrei was. He assumes we're make on that. We say Tamlo also El Habia Avol Sharkrei was Mutar the Karvela. Some of the Vesta. We sue and further the Habe Plutar Avos Visudar Abonon. So therefore, it's a machlokas on the Nisudar Abonon to begin with. The Sudar Rama Varos Al Shalom Nigarachem Mekilin. Okay, and the Rama the Rosh are make on this. He said, even the Machmirim, like even the Machmirim, okay, when the Oreach or Orach, whatever the period, is held back for no reason, so then, then those who are insistent that during the Meshach time, not like the Balamor, not like the Rosh, okay, and what he assumes the Rambam, the Ramban and the Ravid, who are, have to be kosher the whole Hemshech. He says, yeah, because there, she's going to have her period, just now, it was delayed. So then, you have to be concerned. Any one of these days, it may happen. But here, it's being held back, not because it's somehow delayed, it may come. It's not going to come, right? It's being held back by this. And therefore, so therefore, once the first day goes by and it worked, so then you have to assume it's going to work the whole time. And furthermore, shekvar nisu adover zeh pamim robos sharanah shivahoel. Other women have done it, so it works. Scientifically, it works. Hilchach yifrush mina yom arishon shalabezes umutaris acharka. Okay? But he does add, and we call makom tzricha bedika kodom tashmish. Okay? That's what he says. So if she tries this three times, she does it three times, and after three times, she doesn't need bedika. Okay, and she says at the end, he says, "Mustaba, if it happened already three times, then it's muta even without a bedika." So the Radbaz has this kula, this approach. Okay, that's mekel. Okay, more recently, Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's the last Jew I printed here, Minchas Shlomo Tinyana. Okay. Simon Ayan Hay, okay, entitled Tavshin Chav Zayin, so it was 1967. Says Alef Kadurim Leminias Vesis, pills to stop the period. Okay, so he writes in Kain Bizmanenu Shaboduk Amenusa Shach Kadurim Vaday Me'akmes Havesis. It's been tested and confirmed that these pills stop the period. Okay, he quotes this tshuva. Mufurish matzina b'tshuvas Radvaz chelakhez sim kuf lam vav shanufas mechadosh in this time. B'nasha shoshos mashke, okay, o shar dvar malake vesan, ayin shom b'mayar b'mishkos she'ein zek kol kach bor kamo akadurim shuvizmaneinu. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, our pills today are far more effective than that potion, that drink, whatever he was talking about. Okay, where he said that it doesn't even work by and whom it's out of Shom Lahatir. Okay, so therefore nowadays certainly the only thing he throws in at the end, and it's a point. He says Rak Yesh Levar Gam Bodlik Lushma Akavil Tap Tibas Dam Kechardo. Do these pills prevent? Yeah, they may prevent the period. Okay, but do they prevent any dam whatsoever? Even because let's remember we're Choshesh even for Tibas Dam Kechardo, the tiny drop. Do these pills do it? Well, that was in 1967. Okay, I think today they do. Today there's no read at all. A woman who's on birth control, okay, today, a woman who takes pills for birth control, you know, but let's say she's not interested in birth control, before the wedding, a woman takes birth control, or she's after she married, takes birth control, so then she's on a regulated cycle, okay, and she will, that's a vesis kavua. She will see every single, whatever, 28 days, whatever it is, that she has a fixed cycle, okay. And after she takes the so-called placebo pill, right, the one that she's going to get her period on this regular, that she wants to get the period every regular day, so usually she'll begin to bleed about 48 hours or so after taking that pill. That's the metzias. So therefore, she should really begin the vesis kavua at the dinner of Esther Gavul, I think 24 hours after taking the pill. Okay? And of course, when she stops taking birth control, so the Esther Gavul immediately stops. But I think that's the accepted understanding today, that these pills are considered, reliable, and therefore it sets up a whole new set of rules. You don't have to worry about seeing done. Okay?
But the whole point is that, why do you have to keep the vessels if you know she knows she's getting her period anyway? Once she takes a placebo pill, and she knows she's getting her period, so I guess you're saying even if she doesn't get her period yet...
Even if she doesn't, right.
Just keep the vessels.
Yeah. I think 24 hours. Usually, I think because she knows it's coming, usually it comes around 48 hours, so you have to keep her vessels before that.
She knows.
Yeah. Okay?
But let's say the vessels... I'm only talking about cases where, the vessels comes... Let's say for some reason unabated news, right? Say it's 30 days. I'm sure, and that comes or something like that. It comes during time where you're taking a pill where it says you're not going to bleed.
Right, so that's what he's saying. You don't have to be closer.
So you don't have to do Bedika then?
That's what he suggests.
Right.
That's what he suggests, because it's a new vessel. It's as though a new vessel skavu has been established. It's like the old one was, even though it wasn't actually, it wasn't three. Again, he spoke about that, talked about this thing working three times. I don't know if the pill wouldn't require that. I think not. I think so. I think he says right.
Here's another case where you're expecting a vessel, but then you know, based on birth control, that you're not going to bleed.
Right.
You create a new vessel based on
birth control. In effect, that's, I think... I think that's what people rely on, no? I think that's what the practice is. Okay. Maybe I'll just say one quick bargain on the subject.